In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Family, which is part of our ongoing contemplation of the mystery of the Incarnation, it would be on a natural level appropriate to feel slightly overwhelmed that set before us as the model of family life is the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Joseph, the righteous one, obedient to the will of God. Our Lady, the sinless one from the moment of her immaculate conception. And our Lord himself, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. How is it, does the Father intend that we would somehow model ourselves after these best exemplars? How indeed can we live as they actually lived? And has God in some way then set us up for failure by setting before us the example of the Holy Family? Well, of course, we know that is not the case, further from the case. In truth, the Holy Family is set before us precisely in order that first we can come to a fuller understanding of the mystery of the Incarnation. God has come to redeem all things. And this act of recapitulation, as Tertullian describes it, begins when the Lord takes flesh in our Blessed Mother's womb. And so he who chooses to become one with us in all things but sin touches every aspect of human life, including family life. He submits himself, not only in a sense to the indignity of the human condition, but then allowing himself to be made obedient to Our Lady and to Saint Joseph. This is God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the one who holds all creation in his hands as he shares in that creative work with the Father and the Spirit. And yet, in obedience to the will and work of his Father, he subjects himself to humanity and comes among us, one with us indeed in all things but sin. And then to further help us understand what this obedience entails, he submits himself to Mary and Joseph. And as sacred scripture makes very clear to us at the conclusion of our gospel, he goes down and is obedient to them, and he grows in grace, in age, in favor among God and among men. This is to assist us again in understanding the mystery of the Incarnation, but then also to set before us an example as to how our lives must be lived as well. We too are born into families, not necessarily having achieved the perfection of the Holy Families, but nonetheless a family that requires that, like the Holy Family, we center our lives on obedience. And indeed, if we take away anything from what Scripture tells us, it is that virtue of obedience that makes it possible for this family to indeed seek and find perfection. All of them, of course, obedient to the will and the work of the Father. And then in this perfect unit that they are, as mother, father, and son, they are obedient one to another and obedient to the responsibilities bestowed upon them. Joseph has been entrusted with the Father's greatest treasures, the Son and Our Lady. And as a father, he provides for them in spirit and in material. He takes care of them. He nurtures and sustains them. He creates an environment where Our Lady can be safe and our Lord can grow in holiness before God and men. Of course, our Blessed Mother, at the command of an angel, was obedient to the will and the work of the Father. And she too continues that obedience by being the perfect mother, instructing and caring and nurturing her son. And of course, our Lord himself, obedient to the Father, and then obedient to his foster father, and obedient to his mother. This is the virtue that is needed in all of society and culture, but it's definitely needed in families. Each of us needs to do that which we are called to do by our state in life. Husbands and fathers being good husbands and fathers. Mothers being good mothers and wives. And children being obedient to their parents. If we all do what we are required to do in obedience, putting aside selfishness and seeking a life of virtue and humility, it is there that we will find success in living as the Holy Family. And then in that way, we will be a leaven for the transformation of society and culture. Is it really that simple? And the answer is yes. It really is that simple. God knows our propensity to complicate things, to confuse things, and to confound things. And so he tries to make it as easy and clear and as simple for us as possible. You know who you are and what it is that you need to do. Now you simply need to go and do it. And do it in obedience. Meaning, don't allow your selfish desires to stand in the way of what God intends you to do. Do not think about yourself, but think about the other. Wives thinking about your husbands, husbands thinking about your wives and your children, children thinking not about yourselves, even though at times you might intend to do so, but thinking about the whole family unit. And it works well, and we can indeed be successful, but it requires that we live out that virtue. Of course, in his exhortation to the Colossians, St. Paul then gives us more virtue for us to help us live our lives. Mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forbearance. If we live these in our family lives, we will be able to be leavens of change and transformation for society and culture. It is not accidental that when Satan seeks to destroy, he always strikes the head and destroys the unit. The destruction of Holy Mother Church by confounding priests, bishops, and popes. The destruction of the family by tearing at the fabric of that relationship, first between husband and wife, and then the relationship of the family with the children together as a unit. And we see this now in society, in culture. All sorts of manner of things called families. All sorts of relationships that are simply not familial relationships. Yes, there might be love in some sense present there. I'm not going to parse that out. But it is not what God intended. It was not what nature has unfolded. It is not what God wants for us. And it does not generate life. Life comes from God. Living in obedience to what God intends, living out the virtues that God sets before us. I have come to believe in my own life that if I do that which God commands me to do, and I know this from lived experience, so it is not only an intellectual reality in confirmation, it is an effective and real one. If I do the things that God commands me to do, my life goes well. My life is at peace. It is absent not from difficulty, but from conflict. There is joy in my life, and there is success that comes not from my will, but from doing the will of God. As soon as I insert myself, as soon as I desire what I want, when I want, how I want it, things begin to crumble and fall apart. It is indeed that simple. And so is a tall order set before us. One might see it as such. God asking us to do the impossible. But since we know he does not ask us that without providing us the graces needed to achieve it, we know that that which is enjoined on us today as we contemplate the Holy Family can indeed come to pass. This is also a good time, a good opportunity to take stock of our family lives and to ask ourselves, what do I need to do in my family life this year of grace and favor in order to allow it to truly model the Holy Family? Does your family pray together? Is your family a place of kindness and humility, meekness and patience? This extends not only our immediate families, but it also extends to our families that may not indeed always be with us on the same page of mind and heart. But nevertheless, from our own hearts, there must still be that patience, that forbearance, and that love. These are not easy things to achieve, but we must strive for them nonetheless. And then in so doing, we too can go down and be obedient to God. We too can grow in wisdom before God and men. We too, like Mary and Joseph and our Lord, be an agent in a transformation that the world truly might find its perfectedness in the only place where it can, and that is in relationship in God in Christ. As we continue to rejoice in the gift of the mystery of the Incarnation, and salvation now having come to our hearts, our houses, and our homes, let us pray through the intercession of the Holy Family that we can live individually and collectively this beautiful life of virtue bestowed upon us. And in the fullness of time, enjoy the rewards of everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.